grant a week, and were there any other expenses then that came out of your check?
Well, carbide for lighting your lamp, you had to pay for that.
And what would that run?
Well, 25 cents would last you 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the tools, well, you don't buy them. You had to have a sledgehammer, you had to have a pick.
Did the company furnish those?
No, they didn't.
You bought your own?
You had to buy your own. Lost them in the cave-in, they bought you in a set, you know, you couldn't get them out or anything like that. But you had to pay for your shovel, you had to pay. Then you had to have drilling equipment, what they used to call post. You had a thread bar, crank, and the bits, and drill a hole up of the vein about 5 foot deep, 5.5, because that's how deep the machine was cut to blast that coal down.
Mm-hmm. So out of this $40 gross, after income tax and what other deductions they would take, let's say, can you recall approximately what you
would? Well, they didn't take no income tax at that time. They did take union dues, and that union dues was that varied too, but almost run $5 to $6 a month.
So in other words, about $1.50 a week then.
Yeah.
So out of this $40, you would bring home, let's say, $35.
Yeah, you would.
Could, let's say...
That was good money.
You weren't married at this time, right?
No.
Well, could you afford to buy a car?
I did buy a used car.
And could you maintain it? And let's say, were you living at home?
Yeah, I was living.
Could you live okay on $35 a
week?
Well,
after I started working, why... was able to pay for the home, finish paying the home up.
Okay. Well, what year did you quit working in the mine?
In 35.
Why did you quit? Were you laid off or?
Well, I went to an automobile shop and got a better job, and a machine shop actually it was, and it was a better job and cleaner and easier, so I stayed there.
What happened to the mine that you were working in? When did it close down, do you know, or is it still operating? Or?
The number 9 mine closed down sometimes in 1930. And they did start another mine in Unionville, number 10.
Now you quit in 1935.
Yeah.
So when did that mine close?
Well, I went to work for a Consolidated Coal Company in New Lothrop. I finished up over there. That's the last coal mine I worked in 1935.
Oh, I see. Well, when did you quit Robert Gage?
Well, that's when it ran.
In 1930? In 1930,
when they closed that number 9 down.
I see. And then you went to a Consolidated Coal Company,
mm-hmm.
and you worked there until 1935.
Yeah.
Was there anything different between the two coal mines? Or were
they were
the
about
same?
The same. You're getting more modern equipment, but that's about all.
So were there any, let's say by 1940 then, were there any coal mines operating in the area? Or?
I think the last one that phased out in 1946, and that was Unionville.
Okay.
Robert Gage had the biggest company, it was the biggest coal company, they had the best coal mines. But they phased out in 1946, something was there.
And after 1935, you never returned to coal mines?
No, I stayed in the shop.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Wasalski, for this interview.